human trafficking and sexual exploitation and trafficking, period, is all about exploitation. You know, it's funny. This ain't funny, but when someone, they knew exactly what they were doing to me. Not only did they know what they were doing to me, they have planned their moves strategically. When they have a group of them against me, not only do they have a group of them, I don't know if it's Scientology, I don't know if they're Freemasons, whatever it is, what they have against me is they have the ability to go into the spiritual realm and try to harm me. They have the ability to go into the spiritual realm and follow me no matter where I go. They have the ability to ruin my name. They have the ability to put more people on their team. They have the ability to get so many people involved with them. They tell people whatever it is that they want them to believe about me, whether it's I am a terrible person, whether it's I'm a pedophile or a child rapist. They tell anybody whatever they want just so the person could stop talking to me or won't mess with me in any type of way just so they can get their way. You know, for them to sit back and make money off this, they've sat back and done this for 2 years. They've sat back and made money off of me. I had no clue whatsoever what was going on, no clue. Not only did I not know what was going on, but from the very first time that they began to exploit me, they all knew exactly what they were doing wrong. Not only did they know what they were doing wrong, but they made the decision to do this by themselves. While they made the decision to do this by themselves, where do I go for sexual exploitation? Where do I go for assault? Where do I go for stalking? Where do I go for harassment? Where do I go when I'm having a problem because I'm having a problem? Well, where do you turn to when you're in the middle of a problem, where you're in the middle of a crisis, when there's no police to help you because the police are on team moneymaker? Where do you go when, you have nowhere to turn because not only are these people sitting back. Give me my phone. Give me my phone.
Look at this.
Get off of me.
I didn't even touch you.
I've been going through this with you. Don't look at nothing. You have walked around, made sure I was blacklisted. You have walked around, made sure my name don't mean nothing. I told you to stay away from me when I was in New York. Did you stay away from me? No. For cute purposes, you follow me. For cute purposes, you think this stuff is cute. They asked me if I needed a restraining order against you. I said, for what? You're not going to give me one. Because he's the man.
So you're giving pictures?
I ain't never sent no pictures. No. Awaken myself where? I didn't send no picture. Where?
Look at the text messages.
There are no text messages with pictures. You're in a hole. You are having sex in the spiritual realm. Really? You're having sex with people, not me. You're running around trying to make me look like a call girl. Like I'm really out here doing dirt. And people jump on your team like, oh yeah. She's this, she's that, for what?
You are.
Oh no, I would never disrespect myself in that type of way. I ain't no call girl. Y'all made up Ashland, not me. I made up Ashland? Oh, no. I sat back and watched you. I watched the police department. I watched Diane. I watched all of them participate. It doesn't matter. Not only did I watch all of them participate, was I focused on a white collar crime? Was I focused on fraud? Was I focused on somebody stealing from me? I was focused on everything but what it was, human trafficking. Thank you.
You're my baby mama. You're mine.
Yeah. Don't you remember telling me you were trying to kill me the legal way?
Damn, if you be sending motherfucking nude pictures.
Oh, I don't say. No.
Just like the landlord.
It's like a press.
Just like the landlord.
Oh, no. I don't send no nude pictures to no landlord. See, the landlord said. The landlord said that you were cheating with some 15-year-old girl.
Just like the landlord.
And when he said you were cheating with some 15-year-old girl, see, that's what people want to hide. See, you're involved in a sexual prostitution ring. Or you're messing with.
That's what you are.
Oh, no. Go ahead. I don't care what the world thinks about me.
Gone all the time.
Oh, no, that's not why I'm gone.
That's why you're gone all the time.
Shut up. I don't drop my drawers for nobody. I'm glad I'm... Oh, you know what's funny? When I said you put Jamestown on the map, we had Tina's house. You know what's funny? Tina already knew what it was. Not only did Tina know what it was, when I fell asleep at night and you start talking, so someone is in the spiritual realm coming down. What? Freemasons. My brother said, leave them Freemasons alone. I said, listen. If they would have gave me a restraining order when I was in the state of New York, I'd have been cool. They wouldn't give me one. Anytime I have a problem, if I have a problem with somebody putting their hands on me, assaulting me, what can I do about it? Any normal person could go to the police station and file charges. But everybody's not normal. When you are messing with precious royal blood, this man has long money. His money reaches to the top, to the tip top. He's got so much money in the bank. What can we do? He buys off police officers. Or he ain't even got to buy them off. They just jump in the game just because they want to. So, I was talking about sexual exploitation. When I was exploited in the state of New York, I had to sit back and watch them. They created Ashland. Not only did they create Ashland, but this man is sitting right in front of me. He's sitting right in front of me. He'd assault me whenever he felt like assaulting me. He would do whatever he wanted to do. All while his friends are participating. His friends are helping him. He asked them to drop their drawers. They would drop their drawers. He would tell them, if he told them to touch him, they would touch him. He's running everybody. I'm sitting back like, nah, y'all, I believe y'all are trying to set me up. Y'all are trying to set me up. So please tell me how I could go to the police department and tell them, excuse me, my kid's father is sexually exploiting me. Or excuse me, my kid's father assaulted me. Or excuse me, my kid's father, I couldn't do none of that. They look at me and laugh. He was walking around calling me crazy. Oh, take the heat off of me. Or take the heat off of you. Take the heat off what you're doing. Because I believe he's involved with child trafficking. Child trafficking. Child trafficking. Child. Huh. You know, when so many people have something to hide, they hide it. They cover up all their dirt and focus all their energy on one person. And what this group has done, whether they're Scientology, whether they're Freemasons, they have made my life a living hell from day one. From the moment that I had no clue what was going on to, oh yeah, now I know what's going on. Not only do I know what's going on, but to get out of the situation, if I'm going to call a homeless shelter, the homeless shelter, they want to play the game too. You wouldn't believe how the rest of the world wants to participate and watch either the death of someone else or watch someone else try to break down and go crazy. They're not. I told this man from day one, you can't break me. You can't break me. You can't break me. I have not played one card yet. Not one. But how can I play any cards? Oh, so what you're saying is at the local police department, when I went to go see them locally, what else did these people do? These people have stolen every single one. I'm walking around this town with my book bag on because I'm being discriminated against. Like, excuse me, can I get some help with this? Well, New York state law says that equal protection and civil rights, discrimination and civil rights is prohibited. They're looking at me like nigger, and we're Freemasons. We do whatever we want to do. We're the boss. Don't you know Jimmy is running this town? Oh, Jimmy running the town. No, I got the hint real quick. So while I got the hint real quick, this man still followed me everywhere I went. If I was being assaulted, let me try to go ahead and go to the domestic violence shelter. But I forget where Jimmy is up on the totem pole. He's way up here, and I'm way down at the bottom. Not only am I way down at the bottom, but anything that I have done, I haven't had sex with nobody else. And here, they tell the world that I'm out here having sex with somebody. If you got a crazy baby daddy, I don't even crave sex. I have been hurt in the worst type of way possible. I have been pooped on by the worst.
But you can.
See, I don't sex text nobody. No. I don't trust no man. I don't trust no woman. I don't trust my grandmother. I don't trust my mother. I don't trust nobody. Which, I was already an isolated type of individual. I didn't trust nobody. I stayed my butt in my house and just took care of my kids. But guess what? Because someone else wanted to come in and step all over my toes. Guess what? So you can have sex in the spiritual realm. You can also have sex with somebody else. Anytime I would leave the house, they would do a GPS track. Let me tell you how they run their relationship. They do a GPS trace on my phone just to make sure I am where I am. And then they are having sex. And then so when I come back, it makes it seem like, oh, where were you at? Who were you with? Knowing everybody else in the town knows more than what I know. Not only do they know more than what I know, but they're sitting back trying to tell me, you know, to keep my mind. Don't go crazy. Don't break down. This man said to me, why don't I die for him? He said, I was coming for your tattoos. Ride or die. Excuse me? There's three of us here. One of us got to go. Oh, so y'all picked me. And because y'all are a group of individuals, Scientology, Freemason, whatever y'all are, y'all ain't got nothing on God. And while they have nothing on God, they still try to break me every single day. They still try to mind control me. They ain't doing no type of mind control. They ain't doing no type of brainwashing. When a person is left with nothing, you're still trying to control somebody else's mind. You're still trying to break somebody else down. Right before I left the state of New York, this man said to me,
I'm bringing it down.
This man said to me, why continue to kick somebody while they're down? Were they continuing to kick me while I'm down? Yes, they have stole everything I have. They stole. Have they just stole everything I have? No. Did it stop there? Everywhere I have been in the past 2 years, they make sure to follow me. They make sure to set up illegal surveillance. They make sure to dog me out to the community at large. They make sure to tell everybody that I come in contact with not to talk to me, not to to discriminate against me. And anytime I've tried to get some help, like I said, oh wait, problem, police department. It's a game to them. It ain't no game to me. It's my life to me. They're playing with my life. They're not playing with their own life. They're sitting back laughing, kicking it. They've lost nothing. How do you not lose something? How do you sit back and watch somebody else lose something because
of you?
Oh, I don't expect to get my kids back.
Never.
Oh, I'm never going to get my kids back. Guess what? If the laws were in play, laws. When I tell you in an organized fashion, because of this is organized crime. When you have corruption at every single level of government, corruption. So you mean to tell me, when I was sitting back, when I watched these police officers, they sat back and watched my butt on TV. People even said that to me. They said, we like watching you on TV. We like watching you. Did I know that they were watching me? Nope. Everybody else did, though. Not only did everybody else knew that they were watching me, but then they had still had a nerve to say to me, they won't tell me nothing, not one thing. But they're out here spreading dirt about me.
You're going to be
alright. Not only are they spreading dirt about me. Materialistic things means nothing to me. Everything that you try to steal away from a person, you can try to steal a person's, this is what the enemy does. The enemy tries to steal, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. My human body. Let's talk about my human body. Because of my human body, do you know how many people, family, friends, I have had surrounding me in the spiritual realm at one time? No. At one time, trying to kill me. I told them they were going to have to kill me. Y'all niggas going to have to kill me. Oh, but we're not trying to kill you with no gun. We're not trying to kill you with no knife. We're trying to kill you.
I
ain't scared of no streets. The streets, what? Some streets going to kill me.
You don't know those people you're texting.
No, I don't. I'm out of control?
Yeah.
1 minute I'm out of control and the next minute I'm crazy. Pick one.
You're out of control.
Pick your fight, huh?
You're out of control.
Oh, you're out of control.
Yes, I am.
Wait, you were walking around. Here, this man was walking around calling me crazy. While he's calling me crazy, he has got the police department right behind him helping him. He has got not just the police department assisting him. Anything he wants to do, he does. This man has so much pull, he's been above the law. How do you put your hands on your baby mom? You put your hands all over your baby mom because he chose to. While he chose to put his hands on me, he snuck my clothes, he snuck my shoes upstairs to the bathroom for some other girl. Guess what else? I thought you knew that this man is cheating with me with somebody else, but they don't say nothing. Buys people's everything. He thinks that he can pay to get. Absolutely. I don't. From the very first time my brother said to me, if don't nobody love you, I love you. My brother didn't love me. You love me so much you couldn't tell me what was going on, right? You love me so much you made sure you're getting your money. You made sure your money's coming up in your pocket, right? Money's coming all in your pocket from me, from my life being streamed, from me being sexually exploited. Money's being coming into your pocket from my life being ruined. Everybody's got their hand in the pocket, in the jar. Oh? Huh. When this man not only told me he was trying to kill me the legal way, he's actually tried to do it numerous times. And while he's tried to kill me the legal way, he puts stuff in my face like I'm the one that's out here doing dirt when it's really him. But he's unstoppable to the police department? The police department would rather send me to Dublin Springs, a mental health institution, to say something is wrong with me while he can get away with doing whatever it is that he wants to do. Is that Freemasonry? What is that? I don't want to play no game. I've never wanted to play no game. Not only have I never wanted to play no game, when I was in the state of New York still trying to figure all this out, they told me that the federal government are the ones that can save my life. I don't even know if they can. God's the only one that can save my life. Not only can God only save my life, but he's the only one that has. He is the only one that has. For you to be with a psychopath, a narcissistic, this man don't care nothing about me nor himself. He wants to control who I talk to. He wants to be in control of every little thing there is. So while he's in control of every little thing that he thinks that he's in control of, he thinks he's going to try and control my mind. He thinks he tries to brainwash me because of his words that he says, I love you.
No, you don't love me. You love whoever is around. You love whoever it is that you are breaking your neck. You left your family behind for.
You can't, there's no way you can convince me that you love me. You love, oh, no. I knew you didn't love me from day one. The simple fact that when you told me you were trying to kill me the legal way, you told me that. That came out of his mouth. The first time I watched this man open up a wall, I said, what? No, he didn't. Yes, he did. No, he didn't. Yes, he did. This man has a company right behind him. It's called Illegal Racketeering and Sexual Exploitation. But remember, there's corruption at all levels. You got corruption politically at a local level. You've got corruption politically at a state level. You've got corruption politically at a federal level. So I had to ask myself, is the federal government really behind this man? Maybe they could be. Well, while they have been behind this man, let me tell you how I do not break. I feed my spirit man by their negativity. I encourage myself by whatever it is that they try to do to me. I encourage myself. This man wanted me to be weak. This man wanted me to die. This man wanted me to go crazy. He wanted me to lose my mind. But on another note, I love you. No. You're in love with the world. I couldn't believe when the first time I seen my children participate in this. They got to y'all too? Huh. Oh, man. They got to the kids. They had everybody on deck from day one. So I'm sitting back. I'm up against what? Here I am the one that's being virtually raped. Here I am the one that is being assaulted. I'm the one that's been exploited. While everybody else has lived their life to the fullest. Making money off somebody else. And hiding it. They hide their funds in whatever Swiss account. Whatever this account. This is not only dirty to do to somebody, but and this dad sure is not karma. Because when you set somebody up, you do this. So this is what they put in between me. They said, we're going to try and drive her crazy. We have the law on our side. We have doctors on our side. We have government on our side. Governmental organizations to say she's crazy. You wouldn't believe how many people fall for it. Just to go along with the program. They do it. For what?
Calm down.
For what? I can't seem to understand that. To talk about another, to take another human being and try to treat them like a clown. And these people sit back and laugh like it's cute. Like it's cute. Do they make me feel like a clown? No. But I'm going to tell you what they've done to me.
We just had a baby. 2 years ago.
They've set back.
We just had a baby 2 years ago. I turned my back on you. You turned your back.
Oh, no. See, from the very first time that I was told this man was trying to kill me. Where is it that I could go to get some help? Please tell me.
Jail.
Please tell me. I don't need no help from him. God's going to get him. It don't matter. $1 million. I don't know where this $1 million is supposed to come from.
Maybe the death penalty.
I wonder if it's the federal government that offered them their mill. But how is it that they have to get their $1 million? Setting me up on fake charges? Remember,
the police department assisted them. The police department assisted them.
So you get a group of people, I'm telling you, you can have like this involved maybe in the beginning, it was probably like a couple hundred people. Now, I have no clue. But remember, all these people are sitting back saying, "This individual is crazy." Don't pay attention to my behavior. Pay attention to her behavior. Don't talk to her. She's crazy. Go around and spread whatever lie, whatever rumor you want to spread.
There you go.
Oh, you don't just got to spread rumors about her. Here. Take this text. It's going to be a community group text. And we're going to put her picture on it. When I seen his mother have my picture and she was passing it around the table, her and her friends were sitting back laughing about it. Her and her friends were sitting back talking about, oh, Jimmy's with a white girl. I told Jimmy, listen, you can have your white girl. Go after that pussy. Leave me alone. No, you're my baby mama. I own you. So far, he has owned me. He's made me his slave because he's just unstoppable. Why? Trying to tell my family everything that was going on. One problem, my family already knew. They were already behind him. They were already supporting him. They already thought that this was cute. They already thought that this was funny. My dad first said to me, he said, leave all that stuff down in New York State. Come back up here to Ohio and I'll help you. He said he didn't want to go to prison because Jimmy's friends down there at a local level, they set me up on charges that I didn't even commit. They, money laundering. Let me tell you what a little bit of money laundering does. All right, so they're making money off of human trafficking me. They're making money off of exploiting me. They're making money off of me. And they still have their job because all they have to do is say that I've done something wrong. And on paper, that's exactly what they do. They charge me with a crime. They put me in jail. I'm like, wait a minute. This is a color of law violation. Wait a minute. This is a deprivation of my rights. Wait a minute. You violated my civil rights. Wait a minute. Huh. There's no wait a minute here. There ain't no wait a minute here when everybody else is playing a game with your life. There ain't no wait a minute at all. They're in control. So not only are they in control, check this out. But they're still trying to make it look like I'm some floozy. They're still running around talking about I'm a call girl. They're still running around trying to act like I'm prostituting myself.
Whatever I mean, they don't do. Whatever they say about me, good. I'm glad you say it. I'm glad you have nothing better to do with your life
than to talk about somebody else and sit back and laugh, especially when you know it ain't true.
But
hey, that's how y'all make friends. Oh, I forgot. To get into this spiritual realm, to get into this occult, you have to give a blood offering or a drink or a sex offering. So these people have orgies. These people
all have sex with each other. I'm talking about mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers. They're all having sex with each other.
And after they're done having sex with each other, then they might come into my house and sit back and watch me and him maybe have sex if he got it from me. And then they commentary about it later. Like, oh, look what she did. Or they're coming in my house trying to poison my food. Or they're stealing everything that I own. Or they're setting me up for some crime I've never committed a day in my life. But in this human trafficking ring, human trafficking is a hidden crime. How is it you can dictate, you can exploit somebody else just because you're having fun sitting back calling somebody a clown? All right. So,
that's how on top of the world people feel. She can go ahead and try to go to the police department because the police department aren't going to listen to her. They're just going to put her in Dublin Springs and say she's crazy.
Because we got pool like that. Because we're paying somebody off to do that. As long as somebody knows somebody else to know somebody else to know somebody else.
Oh. She's screwed all the way around.
She might just be lucky just to go in and sit it on down. He told me from day one. He was taking it all. Oh. And he's had nothing but help. Illegally, but the legal way. So go ahead. Like I said, wait, what? Wait a minute here. So you mean to tell me that because they're criminals and they sexually exploit me, where can I go for sexual exploitation if the police are already on the side of somebody else? I'm confused.
Hey, come here. Come here. Hey, look at me.
Yep.
Hey. I haven't turned my back on you.
Jimmy, it wouldn't matter to me if you turned your back on me. You turned your back on me when this started. I didn't set this up. I didn't have nothing to do with this. I'm the victim here.
Yeah, so am I.
To continuously keep victimizing a victim and to be able to get away with it because they have so much pull. These Freemasons, boy, I'm gonna leave. How long do I have? Because I can leave these Freemasons alone. I can leave family alone. I can leave everybody alone. They ain't done nothing for me. But I don't look at people and feel like somebody has to do something for me. I don't expect nothing from nobody. I never have. The only thing that I expect to come from somebody is heartache, pain, lies, jealousy, envious. That's all these people are good for. That's all these people are good at. They're backbiters. They could give a flying F about God. They could give a flying F about faith. The only thing that they're working towards are getting their $1 million. How they get their $1 million? I don't know. They've already made so much money. I mean, day one, and I'm sitting back like, no matter what happens, I know God's got my back. I said, no matter where I go, as long as I got my Bible, I'm cool. Well, when I said, as long as I got my Bible, I'm cool. I've had my own house 3 different times and been illegally evicted 3 different times while the landlords are sitting back watching these sexapades going on. These landlords are sitting back watching me on television. They're watching me. They know that they're watching me. Not only are they watching me, but you have the landlords going into spiritual realms. You have the Department of Social Services going in spiritual realms. You've got police going into the spiritual realm. You have all these people participating and trying to harm another individual. It's a game to them. It's never, ever, ever, ever been a game to me. And I figured out school, I figured it out when I was in New York State. Not only did I figure it out, but like I said, me trying to go get some help from somebody, please help me, please. Nobody's wanted to help me. I don't know if it's because I'm a nigger or their money just reaches that high. They no longer hurt me. I mean, I have a lot of pain inside because these people have pretty much set themselves up with a dream come true. That's what organized crime is, organized. So in an organized fashion, they stalk people. In an organized fashion, they ruin somebody's life. In an organized fashion, they do whatever it is that they want to do whenever it is they want to do it. Who's going to stop them? The police are involved. Churches are involved. Everybody is involved. Everybody likes to sit back and watch somebody else's life fall apart. But they're crazy. Oh, all right. I kept asking this man, how do I make your dream come true? Because I will not commit suicide. No matter where y'all put me. Y'all gonna try to put me in a mental hospital? Cool, I'm cool there. As long as I got my Bible. You want to be in jail? No, I haven't done nothing wrong. I haven't even committed a crime. Well, I can't say I haven't committed a crime because, yes, I have done drugs. That's how they try to capture my mind. They thought if they continuously fed drugs to me, that it was going to break me. Or like I would get hooked on some type of drug. Well, you have to have a drug, I think, that you like first. And I'm not no fool. I can see, here you are trying to pressure me to do this drug. For what? You should see them all. They sit together and laugh about me while they sit. They do things like this on purpose. They spit in my food on purpose. They try to poison me on purpose. And everybody thinks that's cute because they live by the world standards. All they care about is that money, lust. That's all people care about. I can't even sit back and say people care about one another. They can fool themselves and say they love one another. How do you love? You don't love yourself. If you can sit back and harm another individual, you sit back and watch somebody else suffer and you think it's cute. You sit back and put your hands on somebody and that's cute. But since when does the law, I'm a law-abiding citizen. Here it is, no matter what has happened to me, I couldn't get no help. Well, what crime has been committed here? Well, what you mean, what crime has been committed? civil rights violations? Deprivation of rights, color of law? False arrests, obstruction of justice? These are all crimes that are committed against me. Oh, but I don't think that I deserve justice because you know how the world is. They protect themselves at all costs to do anything to stay out of jail, to do anything to keep making money. They protect each other. Yeah, I need to get away from them. It's my feelings like, oh, well, I need your help with that, with this. I need your help with that. You don't need my help with none of that because you would take a gun. But see, if you could take a gun and murder me, you would have a problem on your hands. It's not so stupid. It's not invisible. This game is designed to be invisible for a reason. The spiritual realm is an invisible realm that humans go into. Humans tap into the kingdom of darkness. Humans practice magic, witchcraft, voodoo. Humans are turning terrorism on individuals because they're ravenous wolves. Sure. At first, you know, I didn't have a problem figuring it out. I'm sitting back like, wait, what? I knew it had to be something from the spiritual realm, but I didn't know the spiritual realm and the physical realm were in constant communication with each other. But then when I first seen this man walking behind him, he got a girl walking right behind him. A girl in the shower. I'm well, wait, what? There's a girl. I've seen girls in the spiritual realm. I've seen guys in the spiritual realm. I've seen grandmothers. It's called the gift of discernment. I've been able to discern spirits for a long time. My homegirl said to me, though, she said, Ashley, you're going to have a powerful testimony, but you're going to have a long, lonely life. I would never be lonely.
I got that.
I will never, ever be lonely. My one and only true creator is God above. He will never, ever forsake me. He will never, ever let me down. He will never, ever, ever talk about me. Which I don't care if anybody talks about me and they don't hurt my feelings. I'm a soldier. I've always been. I'm more than a soldier. I'm a warrior.
Yeah, I know you're a warrior. Ashley.
No, I wouldn't be no Ashley warrior. With your friend, bro? No type of man. No. Ew, yuck. Women don't turn me on. Men, nah, I'm not interested in it. I'm not interested in what a man has between his legs or a female in her snatch. They could keep them both. I'm interested in the word of God. I'm interested in empowering people. I'm interested in waking people up. I'm interested in taking a broke individual and making them feel like they're on top of the world. You know how I make them feel like they're on top of the world? They have to be broken down first. Once they're broken down, they can be built right back up. But you have to want to build yourself up. You have to want to. Oh, it takes a lot of willpower and strength all in your mind. Because those people closest to you, who you thought cared for you, they don't care for you.